Hey guys, welcome back to the Podtail Podcast. My name is Edmond Orenge. I'm the founder and also the host of the Podtail Podcast. I'm really happy to be back because it's been a long time since I recorded an episode here on Spotify. And also I've been trying like to find balance because I recently found a job and creating time and finding time and also finding the topics, researching on them. It's been a challenge, but for the coming months, I've discussed with the team I think we'll find balance and also the consistency to provide and also to give you guys a good stay here while you're listening to us. So I'll go straight to the topic, and the topic of the day is the happiness of subtraction. Okay, yeah, so today I'll be alone here, and I'll take you through the episode and the topic, which is the happiness of subtraction. Yeah, so first of all, the first thing you should do is find the meaning. Okay, yeah, and the meaning basically is that the happiness of subtraction refers to the joy or contentment or that can come from simply one's life by removing unnecessary things in order to find balance in what you want in life. Basically, these are the things that you do in life to find balance on whatever you want. Okay, yeah. So I think finding balance in life is crucial for everyone, and also for your well-being and also for your success. I think it entails harmonizing various aspects of life, including work, relationships, personal development, I think also leisure. I think it's there to ensure that none dominates at the expense of the other. Okay, so I think finding balance in life is not just a luxury, but I think it's a necessity for holistic well-being. Okay, so I think it requires a conscious effort and also self-awareness to ensure that no single aspect of life of life overshadows the others. Okay, so I think striving for balance leads to a more fulfilling and resilient and harmonious existence. Okay, so I think I was thinking that many of us are walking around holding pain and frustration, school, this work, anything that brings frustration and hurt, and I think we are being aided by people who are hurt too. That's my thinking. But the problem comes when God says, hey, I want some good things to come to you because I'm God of grace. And when he sends good things to you, you can't catch them because you're still holding on to everyone and everything that hurt you. I think when we do this is we can't move forward because we are still hurt. And when you're hurt, you can't move forward. In whichever case, relationship, work, in whichever case. So I think this is where the happiness of subtraction comes in. And you have now the chance to balance your life by subtracting things that are not helping you, that are making you have a difficult time. You see, those kind of things. And there are things that are close to our hearts and they still hurt us, but it's difficult to throw or cut them off. We have these things. We have family, we have friends, we have relationships. You see, so if you find yourself in that bracket, I think you should like try kabisa and find balance. And I'm not saying you cut off your family, you cut off your friends, but if they cause chaos, if they are not respecting your boundaries, I think it should like just choose you. I know when you choose you, you'll make the right decisions, and have faith in God. Have be a prayerful person, by the way. Do pray, and I think if you don't have the faith to believe that God's plan is better than your problem, you need to understand that what happened to you is not a punishment, but it's life. No. It's just life. And in a conscious that I think it just gives you a platform to like see that God is in your life. And I think hizi mashida zote, it just gives you this platform to just know that there's someone, or yeah, you're bound with destiny and something like that. So for me, I think in life there are several things I believe that I could live without and I still find happiness. So the first thing, material possessions, and also like beyond the essential, like food, shelter. These things are nice to have, but they should not like define your happiness. Okay. Secondly, social media and also excessive screen time. We all know the garbage that we see on social media, the fake lives. We all know. I don't need to like explain it to you, because we all know what's going on there. So we should like minimize our social media time and also excessive screen time. Because they can be enjoyable. Yeah, they can be enjoyable, but I find that disconnecting can lead to a deeper sense of contentment and presence. Thirdly, negative influences and toxic relationships. So don't allow yourself to be in these kind of relationships whereby everything is toxic, people are not respecting your boundaries. It may be relationships, it may be friendships. And yeah, so it's easy as that. Set your boundaries, move in a correct way, and it will help you in your mental well-being, and it will also foster positive connections. Finally, the pursuit of perfection. Embracing imperfection and also accepting oneself can lead to greater and self-compassion. Overall in life, I think that will be like a satisfaction in your life, okay? And also your daily routine and stuff, okay? Reduce distractions that can lead you to that can indeed foster a greater sense of peace by allowing you to focus more deeply on what truly matters to you, okay? So another important thing is the joy of saying no to the things that don't align with your values and goals that you've set. Because Najwa, if you do something in life, you have goals, you have values, you see, that empower you day by day. Okay, so when you prioritize your values and goals, saying no becomes a conscious choice. Okay, it's not a reaction. It becomes a conscious choice. So it signifies self-respect. You have strong boundaries and a commitment to your authentic self. Okay. So I think by saying no, your presence, you preserve your time, energy, and also resources with your endeavors. All of that, you preserve them. And it just brings a sense of satisfaction and success in the long run. Okay, so to attract better, you have to like become better. Okay, you can't do the same things and expect a different outcome. So transform your mindset, upgrade your habits, and also invest in yourself and learn high income skills because it starts with you. So I think that becomes the end of our episode, and we're going to work on consistency and making Podtail Podcast a great place to be and also to learn and have a great space for you to like interact with us. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening in this episode, and I hope we shall meet on the next one. So thank you so much, and have a lovely time whenever you're listening to this.